You ever see a deaf argument? The title of this is called Deaf Argument Jam. It's Mike Snicker. Who went in the refrigerator and got the Reese's Cup? You know, a cold Reese's Cup will end the whole argument. All the crooks, we need you here on Perfect 10, man. You are the Husky Hero Hall of Famer, first ballot. If you don't come on here, I'm going to tell people you are Deontay Kyle. So you're from the Marvelverse.
Like I just did it.
Nobody can do that. You just popped your ears?
No, of course you can't hear it. Yeah, but I can do it. I feel like, do I need to see a doctor?
You want
to
see me popping my ears out of the plane? Both nostrils.
So yeah, every once in a while I have to do that. But I'm just saying, like, literally sitting here right now, my brain can tell my ears to pop and it'll pop.
But you about strong as hell, but hey, that nigga is my brain is my brain strong.
First said it's like Kegeling.
This nigga know how to Kegel his brain
Kegels.
That's why you can't find nobody. Nobody's making your brain Kegel. Yo, these bitches won't make my brain contract.
All right, man, listen, bro.
That's high pressure.
Man, listen, can I keep it a buck with you?
Go ahead.
I will get married.
Okay.
If she bring a girlfriend. Because look, I don't cheat, bro. That's my only problem. But I feel like that's the reason I don't even like have any be in a relationship. Because I still like women. And most niggas be like, all right, boom, I'll cheat. But I'm not. Like, I can't go back to the house after I just did something dirty. Like, I can't.
Yeah, it's a weird.
I'm going to tell on myself or like I'm going to be like this.
You want some pussy? No.
Nah, I'm good.
You got some appetite? Go straight to sleep. You want some, my wife would know if I don't eat no dinner.
Yeah, right. Oh.
Oh, so.
What's the bitch name?
So I see a whole pan of macaroni down there with no spoon marks in it. You want to talk? Cheating. You want to talk?
Need to go see the lady.
Need to go see the lady.
Nah, for real, bro. So like, yeah, I just feel like. But then still, a man is a lion.
True.
Yeah, I mean, you could throw
the
raw
laziest
meat.
Animal in the kingdom until it's time to kill shit. But, well, the girls kill shit, actually. But he's a project manager. Sorry, I did it again.
But that ain't what I meant, though. Like, so you take a lion out the jungle and you throw him some raw meat, fresh meat, he's not going to eat it because he need to go get it. So the same thing is like a woman be like, I bring girls to him and everything. I don't know why he would go cheat. It's like, that's the raw meat to the lion. You taking away what makes a man primarily that man.
The hunt.
Yeah.
The
this hunt. Ain't this type of podcast though. My bad. I need y'all to like, still share, Cat a Corner.
Subscribe. Yeah, we appreciate all y'all, man. Shout out to all the people. The Tennsylvania's been pulling up on us in real life. Is liking this. And tell people about it, too. Mm-hmm. We appreciate y'all, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And we appreciate y'all appreciating the work that we putting in. Shout out to Ferg.
One time for Ferg, guys.
Bop, 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 bop.
The Ferger later.
Yeah, man. Go check out No Draws Podcast. Run them numbers up as well, man. We all just trying to
get you a drink, though.
Huh?
Get you something to drink or smoke before you watch Ferg Podcast. Ferg Podcast for when the sun go down and you got a girl in there.
It's a vampire pod.
It's something you're going to have to talk to somebody after. Yeah. You got to talk to the lady.
Y'all seen the Jack Thriller AIDS pill clip from this show that came from that show. So
for sure.
Go ahead and tap in with it, man. But, hey, and also this weekend we were in Charlotte. And if you become a Patreon member, once we get Patreon up, if you become a Patreon member, you'll see everything we did out there. I'm talking about from on stage to off stage. We was with Tip. We was with KP, who had an episode that just dropped on here, man. K-Dub, who's going to have an episode drop on here, man. So, yeah. And thank y'all for tapping in with all the other episodes as well.
You got to tell them what you did.
I got on a private jet. Time out.
Okay.
Third time.
First jet.
Boy, that thing was fast.
First jet, yeah.
First jet ever. Yeah. That thing was fast, too.
Yeah, Tip was my. I had the jet. Everybody in Ha Ha Mafia gets at least a good one trip, good Tip trip.
Yeah, man. Had comedy shows in Charlotte, but then he had a rap. I'm about to say like an old man. He had a rap show.
Right.
He had a rap event to do. That sounded even worse. In New York, and we got on that private jet, and they had Popeyes on there.
You know how I know there was a weight limit?
It was nowhere to sit, actually.
No, I know. That's the funny part, because Javon was trying not to go. He was like, you want to go to New York? He asked me. Mm-hmm. And I said, and then I saw KP tap Javon on the leg. Hey, hold up.
Shout out to
Yo. I had to sit on the bench part on the takeout. And you think he was in the ring? I think I was sliding like this.
Man, that thing was so fast. I was sliding. See, I'm all the way in the back.
I said, I can't fall all in the flow because I'm going to roll all the way.
Yeah, man. But yeah, shout out to Tip, man. That was a dope experience. And it just, you know, make you want to go get
Hey,
more.
Man, tipaintfunny.com. Go get that special, man. Cheaper than therapy. And you can hate all you want to until you see it. So go see it and hate.
That's all I'm asking.
But watch it before you hate.
You can like or dislike anything in the world. That ain't what we talking about.
And also, most of the haters never seen them in person. And they never seen the full Ha Ha Mafia experience. I got to say, you was killing this Charlotte, bro. That goddamn candy. Oh, yeah. Never thought of it in that way. I was like,
ever since I did that joke in front of my mom, when she see a clip of something with candy, she'll see a clip.
He said, strawberry. He said, nobody's watching these guys' underwear on top of his pants. I was like,
whole video.
I just had the whole video in my mind.
I grew up on that song and that video.
Oh, man, shout out to the Capitals. That's y'all shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's
that jam,
right? That's that stroll song.
Yeah, it is gay.
Hey, man. We got clips.
It is gay.
Pause again.
Pause it again.
I may not even want to be heard. I might actually want them to complain about the audio before I put the mic towards my mouth, Ferg.
I don't want to interrupt your funnies, but place your lips.
We
got to
get Ferg a microphone, too, because he's crazy.
Ferg need the mic, for sure.
All right, here we go, man.
All right.
This is hey, hold on. We professionals at this reaction shit. You feel what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, everybody else just be ratting and screaming and knocking their chair over. That's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
But you rocking with some professionals.
Come
and now we have segments.
Come on.
You dig me? Go ahead and set them up, Ronnie. What we
All
got?
Right, this is my DMs hit different. My DMs hit different, man. I get stuff in my DMs and it's way funnier than y'all DMs. Mm-hmm. So y'all probably got some of this stuff, but that's why we here.
Right.
But go ahead, man.
But real quick, before we get into our first video, we have to pause for our sponsor. All right, we pause for a sponsor we don't have yet, but that could have been you.
Could have been you.
I mean, that little pause could have been
you. Could have had your, you know what I'm saying, your bail bonds coming in there, right
hey,
there.
Hey, man, all right.
People. Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, what? Come on. Is that Wishbone from,
That's Mr. Papa 85 on TikTok.
Papa 85.
Mr. Papa 85.
Come on. Hey, this is an original song?
This is an original song. I thought it was AI at first. I did my research. It's him.
Oh, man.
Okay, can I give you the backstory?
Please.
I've heard his voice before. When I found his page, he's the dude who has that old man voice that girls do their TikToks over talking about, you ain't finna be in here being up all my house. Coming on, you got to come over here and lay down and get in the shower and all that shit. It's like an old man telling what a young chick need to do. It's him on his page doing all that. And they just taking his sound, but he definitely.
Somebody DM'd you this.
You know what I'm saying? Can you guess who? Can you want to guess which rapper friend that we have sent me this one?
Tip sent you this? shout out to Tip, man.
Shout out to Tip with
he might send about as many reels as you now. Hey, man. We
fire them reels off. Now I got Perfect 10 guys DM to fire them off too, so we can kind of, you know, go through them and shuffle. But it's some funny stuff out there. It's some funny stuff.
All right, well, shout out to your DMs, what's his name?
His name is Mr. Papa 85. I found his real page. This is his original content. We support artists, man. And, yeah.
All right.
Who's this your man's.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
This your man's.
Your brother.
He had the internet on fire.
See you.
Him reading.
Potter. Come on, Potter, man. I just sit up here and told you I took a Percocet. I just sit up here and told you I'm on my third pill. I just sit up here and told you I'm smoking weed back to back. Drinking liquor. I just told you. And you still said powder. I don't even know where to find no powder.
You are lying.
That's a bold faced lie. Anybody without a beard know where the powder is.
The way your pupils didn't dilate when you said powder.
Real quick, what's worse, powder or three pills, liquor, weed?
he might well took a Cialis on top of that. Go on and pop your goddamn Blue Chew
night. I feel like he just hit a little toot. That wouldn't be as bad as anything.
That's why I was like, all that stuff is probably harsher.
Yeah. I feel like that's
liquor, weed, three Perkies,
Potterman.
Potterman.
Hey, he's so funny, bro.
But it's funny watching him read. It takes so long for him to read Potter. He looking like.
Yeah, man.
How dare you?
That's why, like, bro, if they had a camera in the law library in prison.
Yeah.
That'd be funny as hell.
Can you give me your favorite? Because Finesse Two Times. This is Finesse Two Times on his famous rant. This is one of the early ones. Mm-hmm. But he's been lighting shit up. Like, he's making it fun on these internet live streets. He's making IG Live great again. Just like,
yeah, like pandemic. Boosie did.
Boosie. Mm-hmm. This guy is internet gold. It's just funny watching somebody fall. I don't know why. Is it because why do rappers get more famous when they kirk out? I don't understand that. It's like they get more famous.
I really feel like just on some serious shit, just it's so hard for music to stick around.
Right.
Right. You know, like even if you got a hit album, it don't really stick around that long. So you gotta have something in between time. And you know, people ain't listening to his songs. He putting out mixtape almost every month.
Hey man, what's your favorite Finesse Two Times moment or saying? Cause he has isms.
Man, just recently, bro, on $1 million worth of game.
Oh my God.
And he was talking about being in the feds and how you gotta pay to put money on your own phone to call out. People don't put money on your phone. You gotta put it on your own phone and call out. And he was doing that and people wasn't picking up. His family, his mama, none of them. And he was like, you know, the only person picking up for me? A fat bitch. That nigga said. I said, bro. I wish you had that clip.
Wait.
I said, bro.
I didn't know that was on $1 million.
Yes.
I saw him looking at Wallo like this. Oh, you didn't understand it. I'm going to fight like I'm finna die. I said, it looked like it, man. It looked like you'll fight him now.
He's a gold interview, man. He'll be fine.
Hey, man.
He'll be all right.
Can we pull up the YouTube? I gotta go to my YouTube to read. Boy, the comment. There it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, they all got right. To us. This is Caption This. This is a new segment we got called Caption This. Shout out to what's the photographer name? The young boy who took our picture of Ferg. I want to shout out the photographer. Kobe Young. Mm-hmm. He took a picture of me and Ferg looking at a phone.
Yeah.
I posted it on the chat in the community.
The community went crazy.
Community Caption This. We're making our own memes now.
Here we go.
I can't see.
At Gunplay07 said 14 minutes before the Chick-fil-A get here. God.
Damn, man. That's probably true that for real. That, that's probably true.
It says 8818 Media. Ronnie, see? I told you I could stuff a baked potato with French fries.
Wait a minute. I put a potato in there. Hey, man.
Hey, hold on. Put potatoes inside a potato. It's so funny.
Put potato in a potato? I'm done potatoing
now.
Hold
on, Perfect Tink. Oh, hold on, y'all. We might got some with y'all.
Hey, on it. Caption, this is my favorite segment so far.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. All right. I'm trying to do some research here. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
I tell you. At Quinson Martini 817, Ronnie logging in the only hams.
Ooh, that was
Celeb the Viceroy. The boy talking about they ain't got no more bang bangs.
Only hams is crazy.
No, it's Tyler getting the character. He getting the character. He changing people.
Nolan Power 7354. If Biggie and Tupac worked at the Golden Corral.
That might be the winner. That's the one we gotta make a meme.
Oh, man. Shoot, boy.
Oh, it's one dude said when I put on Instagram, he said, You think they see the ball spot in my beard? And I was feeling this. I deleted this shit so fast.
It's rough.
Oh,
it's rough out here, man.
I tried to trim my own beard and caught a good chunk of the
buddy. Oh, I seen it earlier. Yeah.
Well, I was trying to trim it and I caught too much, but it's still gray right there. So it looks bald, but it's gray. So I can either do too much or just wait till I see my barber and that's what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to fade
Welcome
my beard
to the
anyway.
Tim fade beards.
I'm about to Tim fade my beard. I saw it on Instagram. I was like, I'm doing that one.
Nah, it's gonna be me.
Yeah, they're gonna goddamn.
Are you gonna get braids?
I'm thinking about it, man, because this hair, you know, because I want to wear my hats, but then I wanna, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I need you can't have a little head and be big and look like a grape on top of watermelon.
Beetlejuice.
It look like this.
Look like a bottle of eternal.
Yeah, I gotta have my crown on, man. Yeah. That shit, ooh. Yeah. A bottle of Eternity. The big hip in water.
Yeah, you can't go back to a brush. I mean, you might go to a little brush cut with the big
beard. I can.
You're like
I
a
can.
Dope. You're like a real dope dealer then.
Yeah,
you
man.
Go to the brush cut with the big beard, like a dope dealer that got to the other side.
Yeah, it's like he got a trucker company now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? On two barber shops. He no Killer Mike.
Hey, when black people get their trucker company together, that beard get to flourish.
That beard be thick as shit, Paul. That beard
get to flourishing.
Man, go ahead, bro.
Oh, my God.
I ain't gonna lie, I been working on mine, y'all. It's coming. It's on the way.
This will be fixed in a couple days. Yeah, I just ain't seen my barber.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, Ronnie.
I learned my lesson because you touch it yourself. I ain't touched my head in 20 years, and I said, you know what? Snip. Oh.
Why you, what you was doing trying to get ready for the show?
It was so long. It was just long on one side. I was trying to trim it up a little bit. And
see,
I went.
See, that's what God say, man. Don't,
and I went, it's,
don't mess with my abundance. Don't mess with what I get.
See, doing too much. But still.
There's people around you that can't do this.
Man, what?
You know what I mean?
All right. Caption this. They won.
Caption this was crazy. Hey, man, your sponsor, your name here with the sponsor. What category is this, Ronnie? I'm afraid of this category. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm afraid of this category. I tell you, listen, hold on before you say something. I told Ronnie, yeah, bro, you can take over to run the show.
I like that it's all a surprise.
Hey, look, though, hold on. It's like, this for the old heads out there, it's like when Marcus on Boomerang got mad and then he let old boy just take over the campaign. And he came out.
Exactly. I got the Lady Eloise campaign. He was like, nah, nigga, what you doing?
Oh, I let Ronnie Overboy take over.
Oh, man, Ronnie Overboy. Okay, caption this. We did caption this. Okay.
Oh, you got some more?
This is.
Uh-oh, hold on. Damn. Hold on, they can't hear you, though, Ferd. That ain't going to be right. Tell me, I tell them. Go ahead. What they saying to Ferd? What's his name? What's his name first?
His name is Dodie D the P.
Dodie D the P.
Uh-huh.
With a comment.
Tyler built like a Hawaiian umpire.
Tyler built like a Hawaiian umpire.
Why are the talented people coming out on the perfect 10?
That's funny. Good job.
I said Tyler was dressed like Quincy McCall from Love and Basketball Outside. It's the perfect, like, wherever you fly.
Damaged my knee and I'm coming to get my girl back.
Man, Quincy McCall became
my girl in the league.
He became a house husband after that, after he hurt his knee.
Ray, two kids.
This still is. This is captured. I want to make this caption this, but I know that you haven't seen this rapper.
Okay.
The looks is different than the sound.
All right.
And my question to you is, can a person with a disability blow up from music even if, is it visual too?
I do know venues don't like hiring people that got disabilities sometimes because they got to do extra for them.
Yeah, because you're going to have to, we're going to watch it and I'm going to tell you what they're going to have to do. I'm going to be the promoter. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna be on his rider. His name is what is his name? Hot.
I can't see.
It's hot something.
Oh
no, it's like gift. It's hands something.
Oh yeah, it says I'm gifted hands.
Yeah, he's gifted right. Hands. Shout out to Brandon B.I. His name is Gifted Hands. Never been friends with the world, maybe because I'm not of the world. I
don't follow the world, even if I'm meant to take it up. The arm.
Yeah, but he's a Christian rapper. He followed the world, but he never meant to be in the world.
I ain't saying, I'm not laughing at the actual arm itself and, you know, his, I don't even want to call it disability.
Abilities, it's a superpower.
God make you however he make you, you know what I'm saying? But, bruh, the way it's moving while he rapping.
Hey, but he's swagging with it, though. He like.
But it's like, grab my good hand from.
But I feel like he'll put that little hand in the switch and.
Double switch.
A nigga with this shit and it out.
Double switch.
Hey, you'll be so scared.
Hey, bro, he'll fall down.
Hey, man. It's probably out of this world. I'm a model
of the world. I'm a representative God on this earth. Come on. In and outside of the church. Let's go. The father is first. I don't have father is first.
He got regular legs.
Yeah, he bouncing. Yeah. Man, I tell you, he got to be nice to everybody because they could put a shirt on him that say anything.
I believe he done told somebody, well, we got to catch that fade there, homie. He has. And then when niggas was doing this, he just leg swept him.
He crawl up in you.
can separate me. Not even death, he's a life. I know
hey, poverty catches up with too much slumber or sleep. So I'ma just sleep at night. Let's go. Come on, man. He going crazy, though.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, just man, stop watching it.
Let me stop this just in
sometimes
case.
Sometimes you can't stop watching it because it's good.
Yeah, he's yeah, he going crazy, man. Yeah. I don't know if that's... It's
he need to come on the show.
Whatever, man. But yeah, man, we need to he need to roll up here.
You...
What?
Hey... What he? What he need? I'm gonna tell you what he need in the green room. My client needs.
What he need?
First of all, he needs y'all to put him in a little book bag.
Carry him up
a little. It's a Louis. We need a Louis book bag. Carry him upstairs. He need a Beats by Dre with like a mouth tab on it, so you hold the speaker. He need his own little Beats by Dre, little a large Hennessy and Coke.
Come on,
long
man.
Straw. Bible. He's on audio,
he's at
audio
drink,
Bible.
Though. He definitely started a drink.
he gonna need some backwoods already pre-bust open, and you know,
true raps. Shout out to true
going
raps.
Going to grind it up. Going to hit the grinder for him. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to grind it up. But he might do this stuff with his feet. Some people like this can draw with their feet.
A clip of dude smoking without rolling
up. Yeah, I met a dude like that before. He was like,
"You want?"
And I was like, looking at it.
Damn.
I like, but I just stopped smoking.
We ain't shit.
But that nigga did that blunt like that to me, boy.
Oh, man.
He do both
hands? Yeah, the both nub, whatever he had. I mean.
I ain't never had a handoff blunt like a football. Hey, man. I'm supposed to go get that blunt like that.
Hey, man, it look like it's between two glizzes. When a nigga got to lick it on while it's on the table, I'm out. I'm already out. I wrote my own. I was already out when I saw he was rolling the blunt. I want to roll it for you and help give it to you.
Why, oh, why?
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. This is still in the what category. What's that?
It was DMs hit different.
DMs hit different. We still in there. Here we go.
Okay. This is, hold on. Could you pause it? This is for you. This is for you because we at the age of our parents become our children now. And they forget the simplest stuff sometimes. And this is him trying to do this little trick with his mom that he saw on TikTok.
First of all, you need to be doing this, sir.
Right. That's number one. Yeah. Who thought of this?
Why you let your...
This was a total bad idea.
60-year-old mama do this. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yo.
Why they just laughing, yo? Yeah?
He can't put the phone down. Go help your mama, man.
Nah, they rich, bro. They don't even care if the house go up.
Hey, man, gotta beat his mama. Hey, bro. Hey, the dude kept filming is crazy. Do you know my mom would cuss me out if I kept filming this? She'd be like, so you gonna keep?
My mom would cuss me out if I handed her something flammable like that.
Yeah, don't give me fire.
Oh,
but,
my God.
See, black people would never have it because we lived through the Jericho era. We know... Right. Fire don't go by you, too. We don't like big fire.
If they was black, it'd have been way more panic. That table would have been on the ground. You hear me?
Hey, bro, they would have still have been.
House would have burned up for sure.
This is all you would see the cousins spray your mom. Covered in white.
Like, you see, none of them thought to get this fire extinguisher. First thing we're going to do, make sure I jump. Uh-oh, people doing what we got? You see that?
Oh, yeah, this is, oh, my God. This is in my music segment. This is with Gifted Hands.
Mm-hmm.
This is kids on the internet is cute kids on the internet.
There we go.
But this is hilarious, bro. This is a boy.
It's a working title for the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Internet kids on the internet is cute kids.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm sorry. I got a little stumble. But
nah, I ain't about to stumble. I think it's about the actual phrase. We got to rephrase it.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the funny ass children.
Let's go.
He's going solo. You gotta go from the beginning.
I can't.
Because he had a solo. See, they did it the regular way, and then he put his sauce on it.
Oh, okay. Got you. Hold on. Let me see. Jesus, woo! We
love the Lord. My name is TJ. My name is TJ. Off the rip.
TJ trying to get some hoes in there.
You ain't singing there. He's trying to get some pussy in the name of God. What? TJ was ready for his solo. Sometimes you gotta be ready. Sometimes you gotta know the camera's on in this game time.
Let me tell you something. That was not his solo.
That was not.
Nobody told him to say my name is TJ that much.
You know what I think this is? Because I know what this is. I've been a church kid before. Yeah. Shout out to them church kids who be at church every day of the week and they always at choir rehearsals. They always at Bible study. They mm-hmm. so sick of church, but you got to trip out to keep from losing you. They do this in practice all yeah. the time. And I know he was like, I bet his cousin was like, TJ, you ain't going to do it. Watch. Who ain't going to do it? I'm ready to go. TJ is ready to
that
get
was on
the
bet. I can see that.
TJ
being
was ready to leave. And he finna make his mom. His mom back there like,
my name is TJ.
My name is TJ.
Who is that?
I
know him. That's that dude that said he killed Tupac. No.
Oh, he just said something fun. This is the funniest phrase I heard this year.
Okay.
He mixed two words. This is he's a wordsmith. This is Gene Deal. This is Diddy's ex bodyguard. And ever since the documentary came, he been the hot. He's like a new girl at school, boy. He
hot hand on
the
dice game.
He boy. He outside.
He's like the new girl at school.
Yeah, he like this. Right. What I told y'all. We didn't want it from you, man. We wanted to put it together ourselves.
Definitely a usual suspect.
Yeah. Shout out to Gene Deal. This is the funniest word I heard. Here we go. This year.
Kirk was in love with Puff to a certain
degree.
That's
the dude who's partners with Puff
and
in the beginning.
Puff was using him. And Kirk was giving up the Bougina to him. Anything Puff asked him to do, he would do.
That must have been what he actually called it, bro.
Hey, bro.
Puff probably like, get my man over there and suck his Bougina.
Diddy is so, ghetto and... Like, he's luxury. I think he made him wear a letterman that said Bougina. when you enter my quarters, where is your jacket? You got a bad boy jacket that say Bougina where your name go.
Oh, man. He was like, yeah, because dude was.
Yeah, know. He wasn't telling us something. On his part of the say that.
I would say he was gay. My bad. Go ahead.
I didn't want to.
Say your part.
I didn't want us to.
I say your part.
He was giving Bougina. But he was like, I'm like, how was you partners and you not partners?
Yeah, he cracked. Talking about some. he abused me. Putting in your name for a little bit.
No, he slipped it in. He said, and he essayed me.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like y'all used
that
to go
one time right? I said no.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
First time I said no, it's like I never said yes. That's a Beyonce song. All right, man.
Oh, no. Back up. All right.
So, kids, if you roasted, tell them to get their Bougina out your face. This is another funny ass kids.
Uh-oh.
This is the part of kids that you ain't ready for or that's coming. If you, whenever you do have them, they
this
do
is
this.
This is the cure for baby fever?
This is the cure for baby fever,
there
sir.
There you go.
Oh! Ronnie! That happened to me before.
You know what?
Yeah, started from the beginning.
Ronnie?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault. It's my fault. It's like, I don't have kids, but if it's like when you're running late and you tell your kids, like, just dress yourself, you can't be mad when they come out dressed like Spider-Man and a dinosaur.
I saw this clip and was like, oh, that happened to me before. And then that's what... Your first instinct, that's why it was raining. He was just chilling.
Hey, you know what? You tripping because you made me start it from the beginning and I saw it from the beginning. I ain't want to see that again.
He had to find his mama to throw up on her. Like, where you at? I need to throw up.
Oh,
cold
man.
Milk on you.
Oh, man. This title's... Ronnie. This title's already tripping me. I say my deaf mom and her boyfriend going back
and
forth.
They arguing. You ever see a deaf argument? The title of this is called Deaf Argument Jam. Production.
Hey, man. Yeah, we're gonna have a meeting.
Hey, Deaf Argument Jam. Check this out.
Oh, shit.
The lights are changing colors. Got the LED in there working.
Oh, honey.
He said, I'm gonna tell you something.
It's about food.
I told you I'd go on my goddamn.
I don't know what it's about.
I done told your ad before. You keep doing this shit.
Oh, I heard the F word now. Hold on, baby. Back it up. Right? Oh, he cheated.
He did a lot of stuff.
That was a turnaround look. Like, I seen you with her. I ain't hear nothing, but I saw it.
Yeah. She's, I'm going to say something.
Bitch, you ain't seen a motherfucker.
Hey, she cussing him out.
Yeah, he cheated. He don't know what to do.
Yeah, he got caught. He's trying to talk his way out of it.
Anyway, you anytime you look away in an argument, you lost and you cheated.
Yeah, but he does.
He feel looking right.
Cut the camera. Hey, man.
Ronnie.
Death argument jam.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Uh-oh. Husky Hero of the Week. This is a segment everybody loves, the Husky mm-hmm. Heroes. These are extraordinary Husky people that do skinny people things and make mm-hmm. it look good, and they represent the Husky community.
What Husky thing did you do today, man? Something? No, I tell you, Husky hack. I'm not a Husky thing. Give them a Husky hat real quick
Husky
before we
hack,
get to the heroes. He's going through his Rolodex of 7 million.
Right. So when you're ordering, if you're ordering ribs at Jim and Nick's, order the family pack. Just go to the meats, make your sides at home. We did that this weekend. Make your sides at home, and they just give you ribs mm-hmm. and some mac and cheese and baked beans, and it's like 40. It's like 50. It's as much as you would spend for four people at a fast food restaurant before. Mm. Big ass tray of ribs,
right.
Sides, but you make your own. My wife made collard greens at the house, mm-hmm. cornbread at the high.
Yeah.
Did the goddamn now big
what's,
part.
Now, what's the hack to being fat and getting married? Because that's the part that's going, the collard greens don't get made at the house.
The married hack,
mm-hmm.
find you somebody smaller than you. This would have never happened if we were the same size. I don't even, boy. Them
y'all been arguing
to be
like them deaf folks.
We're my snicker. Who went in the refrigerator and got the Reese cup? You know, a cold Reese cup will end the whole argument.
Shut the family down. Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, right, was this Audi?
Audi Crooks, man.
Beast mode.
Super duper hooper. Super duper hooper. Husky hero, man. Been seeing her for, I mean, I feel like, man, maybe 6 or 7 years back when she was in high school, yeah. She was hooping. Like, I just been seeing her online going crazy, man. So we got to show love. She averaging like 35.
She ain't no joke, but she yeah. dropped a 55 on
yeah,
one.
Couple. Yeah,
she's over. She got a few 50-plus point games.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's check our girl out.
Dominant. You look it up.
Yeah.
Her name, her face.
Blah, blah, blah. Candace Parker, blah, blah, blah.
Women's college basketball has become something that is on our radar.
Oh, boy.
Because
yeah.
Audie
oh,
is
boy.
Unstoppable.
Yeah,
unstoppable.
Man. Unstoppable with the song background.
The difference in the game is we have Audie Crooks and they didn't.
Type shit?
Yeah. This is the coolest
fan. Oh, the Dirk step back.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ah. With the Dirk step back.
Yeah.
Another Dirk step. Come on,
hey,
man. 43 on him. Come on. Spin move. Left hand.
They
come on. Ambidextrous with it. She gonna eat with both hands, ooh. No pun intended.
Yeah.
Back on this pitch. Yeah, let's go. I'm talking about layups are being made.
Hey, man.
And she is surrounded by people. You hear me?
I'm talking about this.
It's a lot of black girls in Iowa on that team.
Hey, man. Iowa jumping.
Shout out to Husky Hero.
And can I tell you the Husky Hero part about her that made my heart warm?
What?
On her page, she had, you know, NIL deals, you can sell your own merch and stuff now. She has her own merch, t-shirts, like the slam cover.
Yeah.
But all the way down to the end, they got her jersey all the way up to a 5X.
Hey, send us one. Go ahead, make a pitch.
Come on.
Make a pitch.
Hey, Audi, I need that jersey, big dog. Come on now.
Start over. Big dog probably ain't good for a woman.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Audi, you are a pillar in the community of her.
Damn. I need that jersey, big dog. I know she's a hooper. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Still
yeah,
a young lady.
Yeah. Audi Crooks, we need you here on Perfect 10, man. You are the Husky Hero Hall of Famer, first ballot. If you don't come on here, I'm going to tell people you are Deontay Kyle.
<That's>... Yeah. Well. I felt like we had a chance.
I had, but I was
just crossed up. She like basketball.
Come on, man.
All right, man. Uh-oh. You got a second name for this? Do you see what this is?
What is that?
It's me.
Oh, yeah. This is my segment. I love this segment right here. This is called Reviral. These are segments that we glazed over. Not glazed, but the community at large has moved away from, but they didn't get enough light, and I want to remake them viral because stuff is funny. And Tyler is a damn menace because he went on this goddamn show called Wildin' of the Out.
Wildin' of the Out.
And y'all don't know Tyler works 13-hour, 14-hour days giving everybody jokes, and when he get his turn, he get a little irritated and sleepy like me. And I was like, oh, that's what I would have did. So you ever had somebody owe you money and then you see them shining and you get an opportunity to address them? Just check this out.
Here we go.
Give it up for Tyler, y'all.
Give it up to Tyler, y'all.
Akil John Pollard.
Call him by his first name.
Yeah.
Real name.
Because I know this guy.
Sorry, sir. Now, is it true that on April 19th, 2009, you were at the Hyatt Place Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia, with a show, and you called a gentleman and said, hey, I need some weed. And that gentleman came over there and bought some weed. And that gentleman left, and you said, hey, I need some more of that weed back. And he came back.
And then he said,
hey, I've got to get this money. You said, I'll get it to you after the show. And then next time that gentleman saw you, he was like this. Like this. Like this.
He was locked up.
Now, the court wants to know, when do you plan on paying me that gentleman...
Come on, man.
Back.
I didn't need my bread.
Well, that's it.
I didn't need my bread, though.
Hold on. Can we pause it? This? So this is how petty my friend is. He came and called that boy his government. You don't call a rapper that government. He said.
If they owe you money, you do.
He called him his government. Told that he be staying at the higher place like we do. I got high points. He made him very regular and very common man.
Very common man.
The very common man. And then he said, I served you one time. Then you asked for some more. And then say you didn't have enough for some more weed, really. Mm-hmm. But you had to go do a show. And we gave you grace, God. But don't never think I won't pull up on you at your job, B.
I will never in my life forget about $750.
Oh, my God.
So, listen.
Wait, whoa.
So, listen, bro.
He knew he popped you off like this. Oh, shit. He came back.
Listen, bro. Obviously, I know somebody that's in the music business that knew him, got connected with him. He's like, he's in Atlanta. This is back in the days when I was street.
This is when Hot Nigga was out?
Yeah.
This is.
Oh, he's on the road. Yeah. Wait. Listen. So I get the call. He's literally at the Hyatt Place by the airport. I go over there. 75 niggas in the room. I said, "Yeah, come on out in the hallway, real quick,
please,
big dog. Come on out the hallway, big dog." And you know what I'm saying, it was a zip. So boom, did the zip, did the transaction.
They gonna eat that up.
I'm at the exit. I gotta come back. Boom. All right, I gotta go to the crib right quick and grab some more. Boom. I come back. I don't get to tell this much of the story because I don't have that much time on the stage.
We got time.
He does it again on the way out. So he just like, let me get a QP. I bet. Boom. And he basically gave me half for the QP. He was like, yeah, I'm trying to go do the show and, you know, come to the show, which I'm not going to a Bobby Shmurda
show.
We're
not going to a Bobby Shmurda show.
No. But I knew he stayed
in our early 30s.
I knew he stayed at. Yeah, I'm 30-something. I knew he stayed at, so it's all good. I'll pull back up. So he gave me half of it anyway, and what the rest we owed me was about five or something like that. So I went to call him, obviously, you know, didn't get him, didn't really think nothing about it. The dude that linked me up, he went ahead and paid me. So when I see him again on the face sheet for being on there, again, if y'all don't know this, I don't say this on too much shit. I be writing everybody's shit, right? So sometime by the time it's my turn, I ran out of stuff to think about and say, my brain fried. So I just was like, well, shit, I'll just tell him what really happened.
No, your petty brain said, you know what?
And also, I seen when we were backstage, he had money on him.
Hey, my boy doing the bad back there, boy. Because,
you know, everybody be kicking it backstage before the show and stuff, and they introduce you and all that. So I ran down on him, let him know what the games was, and I was
done
like,
done masterfully.
Hey, God bless.
Hey, thank but you, look, man. can I
go?
Can I just say, most niggas don't even ask for their money back. Like they be trying to be too cool and goddamn, you know what I'm saying? You like, nah. Hey, yo, real name, nigga.
So let me tell you what they edited out. Because they after this happens, Mojo comes up there and he's like, you know, you just made a drug transaction on TV. And
I saw that. Yeah.
But shout out to Mojo, by the way, killing
Mojo
shit.
Mojo Brooks.
What happened on set that day was I get on the side and I start counting the money. And then somebody else go up. And then when they come back down, I go back up. And was like, you know what's crazy? I was over there in the pit and I seen you ain't give me all the money. Hey, niggas went crazy.
Nigga was shocked.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's
boy.
When Mojo came back up. All right. Oh, this is the
This is the women ladies.
Women.
Women ladies. Women ladies. That are funny.
Hey, man, this is our girl, Gigi LaFleur, man. You know, hey, she man. Home team for sure, bro.
I'm talking about repping the merch.
And super funny.
He got this watch on right here.
Oh, yeah, hold you on. Gotta start.
Hold
yeah.
on. Yeah, we got
Powder.
Powder, man. You talking about I'm on powder, man.
You oh. think you can possible?
Hold on, hold on.
Yeah, she roasted her my, daddy.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Nah, not her daddy, I don't think.
What's up?
Okay. I would have never guessed that you were over 40. Girl, stop playing in my face. I got side gold teeth. You knew damn well I had a little age to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my husband got on matching colors. He got this watch on right here. He think he Kim Possible. Do, 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 do.
Like
you knew
Possible.
Damn well.
And we had a little age to us.
You heard our music when we pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was playing Rubber Band Man. Why
not at the Taliban?
Am I right? 45. You don't know nothing about that.
You don't.
That's how you knew we had a little age to us.
Come yeah, on.
You did. Okay?
She's so funny, man.
Don't play an auntie face, baby. But thank you, though, baby. You so sweet. Bless your heart. Ooh, you so sweet. You are so sweet. Thank you.
She that's said. The AT who let you cuss. Gigi is definitely the auntie when you go learn and figure out what kind of cusser you are.
Mm-hmm. She said he got on this watch right here.
Pulled out that money. Why she got her husband big ass watch?
So hold on, let me get your watch for this video.
When you get 40, the kid is like a sweatsuit and an Invicta watch. It's right. like, here you go, you made it, bro. You're, right. You're,
all right.
Janice second Hart, video, funny women as hell. Ladies. Women ladies.
I see you on here shaking ass and I come to that page.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more ass shaking videos. Why the fuck you weren't here getting baptized?
Come on.
Hey, I just see the post where you said count the claps. Bitch, I counted the claps. It was 27.
My thing is this. It's you got your followers from shaking your ass. That's what the you algorithm did. Does. They show what people like. You know what I mean? And stop putting your baby on there with you.
Bruh,
I don't want to scroll so. From the twerk to you
to
and
the
your
soccer
son.
Game. Come yeah. on now.
I'm talking about it just like a real baby, like a baby in the house baby, not even walking
Bruh,
baby.
I'd be so disappointed in like that I know this much about the porn stars that I like. Like, I ain't supposed to know you sprained your ankle. I'm supposed to know that shit. I don't supposed to know that you got to take your mama to chemo.
Right.
I don't want to know none of this. I'm just looking for the link in the bio like a creep supposed to
Happy
do.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
You ain't like, human.
Oh, well, do you know the final form of them all is
what?
When they turn into Christian save women.
Mm,
I mean, that's when you, I unfollow usually around when they get a man and a kid. Yeah. I'm out of there because we're not here for that, baby.
I'm not here for that, baby.
I'm not here for that. Matter of fact,
anybody candy see you
I learned how to not follow them. My explore page is enough. I can just look in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have your paper trail anywhere. You yeah. can't, you know
Window
what I mean?
Window shop.
Can't have your carbon mm-hmm. footprint.
Window shop. Okay, there's another one from my girl, Gigi LaFleur. All right, here we go.
A toxic relationship with me and a healthy relationship with my child.
This fucking world, baby, you got to stay focused.
That's
this
unique.
Is live action. You need 1,000 insults from my baby daddy. You still gonna get that baby on Thursday?
She said, what world you think you're going to have a toxic relationship with me and a good relationship with my son? She said, this world. You still got to come get this baby.
Right. That ain't got nothing to
Dodge
do with
them. Hey, man, when you ready to go, man, you'll mm-hmm. drop your kid off at the devil house. When you... be like, is Satan in there? You sure? I'm coming back at 10, Satan. Don't get him off the game at 8 o'clock, okay? Take his tablet.
Diapers and some juice.
Yeah, hey, Benadryl. Benadryl, bro. Don't kill my kid. All right.
Hey,
y'all be safe.
All right. All right.
Go for it. What's up?
I'm going to ask this. You ain't even got to answer.
Okay.
Then we got to get out of here anyway. But why do God run hell?
No, I think Satan is the boss of hell. All
right, boom. So why will you get tortured for doing what the devil said to do?
Because he wants you to be down there in the hot with him. He's like, hey, it's terrible down here. I want to trick you into getting here. It's awful. But all the fun, you got to do all the fun stuff to get in here. But when you get here, it's not fun. All your people here, but it's hot. And they stab you, and this dog's biting you. And you get ashy. You can't never get recover. Your
you
moisture,
get ashy.
You get very ashy. Your skin is. If you got eczema, you're done.
Ashy for eternity is
you get
crazy.
They give you eczema and AIDS when you get down there.
Off the rip,
eczema,
no pills.
Eczema, AIDS, mm-hmm. Little perky. Powder. They give you powder.
You got to sleep on a beanbag. Have you ever slept on a beanbag? Your back would be tore for 3 weeks.
You'd be mad at anybody. The first person you see, you mad at. You get on that beanbag, like, what did I?
Nigga got on Ugg boots in hell. Toes sweaty as
yeah, bitch. That's what's up.
Okay.
And they give you Ugg boots, too, when you get there. But they leaned already. They was already Walmart leaked.
And you got to drink coffee. Anyway.
You drink coffee in hell.
You gotta do all hot shit in here.
We did anyway. It, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. And y'all did it. Like, share, cat a corner.
Subscribe.
Hey, man. And the Patreon is out by the time it comes. The Patreon is out. We got the vlogs. We got On The Road. We got P10 Guys Live, man.
And we're going to be streaming live, too.
Streaming with your favorite people. Yeah. Man, well, yeah, we even got a guest on the way right now.
We got a guest on the way. He in here. Yeah, all for right. sure. Thank y'all for. Let me know if y'all like how I run a show. Do you like captions? Caption this. Do you like the kids segment? Do you like my DMs? Is crazy. My DMs hit different. Women, ladies,
husky hero,
husky heroes, women, ladies. We got. Tell us. Send us those categories of stuff. We trying to organize so y'all can help us.
Yeah.
Because as a producer, you gonna mess up a lot, but you just gotta understand and fix the thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I forgot to say something about?
Go.
Cam Newton with that girl was flustered.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
Oh, my God.
All right. We out.
Catacombs.